Lesnar, the pull-up jump shot, short corner is no good. Air ball, rebound Farner.
Come on, Aaron.
Going coast to coast, right into the lane, and he tries to go over the head with a pass, and it's a turnover. Instead, here comes Pat Gill slowing things down to the right wing. Top of the key, Sarah Kazefka at the high post now to the left wing corner for three from Shippy, no good. And rebound brought in by Redford. And we have a timeout called by Brian Wright and the Bulldogs with 3:23 left in the fourth quarter. Caseville 47, Olengage 24. John Mooney, what are your thoughts here in this wild game and a tough game to call?
With 3:23 to go, 47-24, the timeout is obviously for strategy.
All right, that's enough with the jokes now.
He's trying to get some kids in the ball game. Coach Wright is, and he's just giving a little pep talk, and these kids are ready to go right now.
30-second timeout there. 23-point ball game, 3 minutes and 23 seconds left in regulation. Olengage ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounding, that would be Andrew Partika. Excuse me, Caseville's hoop. Partika hits his pocket picket by Patton Gill, but he picks it back up. Mike Ray to wide open, number 32, through the hands. That would be Austin Coriel.
He is wide open.
25th turnover for Olengage, fifth of this quarter.
It probably would have been the first points for Austin as a varsity player. Wait, get him again.
Sawyer Kazefka against number 3, Cordell Clarkson. Up the court to the left wing to Shippy. Shippy against Ray. Dribbles all the way to the right wing and back up to the top. Taking his time. Spins down into the lane, wide open. The layup is in for 2 points. Chance Shippy with his first points of the night.
Nice little spin move.
49-24. Mind you, Caseville's averaging 36 points a ball game. Entering tonight, they have 49 with 2.5 to play. Olengage can't hang on to it as Partika dribbles it out of bounds. 26th turnover. And Carl Steff replaces Mike Ray. We have an untied shoe. We'll take a short break here in the action. 49-24, 25-point lead for the Eagles.
The Eagles really worked hard for this one.
This will be, if they hang on to this one, which they should, first victory since December 4th. And Kazefka traveled with it.
Hi, guys.
Fifth turnover in this quarter for Caseville, 15th of the night. 49-24. Between the two squads, 41 turnovers. Olengage's number 3, Clarkson, dribbling all the way down from the right corner through the baseline, and we have a travel. Substitution, Caseville, number 14, 8th grader, Jaden Nugent, and number 45, Michael Kelly Jr., replaces A.J. Pangill, and number 43, Brody Miller, freshman. Out there for the Eagles right now, number 51, Brandon Lesnar, number 14, Jaden Nugent, Sawyer Kazefka, number 33, Chance Shippy, and number 45, Michael Kelly. For the Bulldogs, number 3, Cordell Clarkson, number 15, Andrew Partika, number 32, Austin Coriel, number 24, Ben Schultz, and number 35, Carl Steff. Jaden Nugent with the ball, top of the key, 2 minutes left in regulation, 49-24. To Chance Shippy, left wing, top of the key now, inside the left elbow into the corner for Nugent for the long two, and this one's good.
Nice shot.
4 points for him, the eighth grader. 51-24, minute 40 left. Dribbling for Olengage, that'd be Partika, and it's stolen away by Nugent. And then we have a foul.
I think that's going on Partika.
No word yet. This could be against anyone at this point, John. 1:38 left in the fourth quarter. Foul goes against Olengage's Andrew Partika. His first, team 7, so this puts Nugent to the line, shooting 1-1. Substitutions for Caseville. Number 21, Pinckney Barrios checks in, as does number 53, Jade Blackburn. And we have a 30-second timeout coming for Coach Jake Heck of the Caseville Eagles, trying to get his team situated. John Mooney, what are your thoughts here on this ball game? A little bit all over the place. A whole slew of rebounds, a whole slew of turnovers. Murphy's Bakery is going to be fully stocked tomorrow. or sold out, one or the other.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, with the minor exception of that time where Owen Gage had a lead and they had an opportunity to go ahead and extend, this has been all Caseville. Now, Caseville has been looking for this for quite a long time. And, you know, usually you're happy with just a you know, two-point win, three-point win, that everything. To go ahead and extend it out, 51-24, that is just beyond their wildest dreams. I didn't think any of the kids were even thinking about that today.
Owen Gage has taken the last five victories. And the last time they played, December 8th, 2016, John, it was 62-4.
Yes.
Owen Gage.
Yes.
Now it's 51-24. Jaden Nugent at the free throw line shooting 1-1, and he misses it. Rebound, Owen Gage. Number 15, Andrew Partika. Taking it over to the great corner for the jump shot, no good, from Carl Steff. Rebound, Sawyer Kozefka. Dribbling through three screens down to Michael Kelly, and he traveled with it. Shuffled the feet as he turned to the basket. That's a sixth turnover, 16th of the night. Six in this quarter.
The only question I have right now is Caseville going to dribble it out?
I highly doubt it, John.
This is a rival, of course. You know, that 4 points goes a long way that for a few years ago.
Schultz over to Fritz. The runner from the left side, no good. Rebound Nugent for the Caseville Eagles. 1 minute remains. Sawyer Kozefka across the timeline, left to right across your radio to Nugent. Nugent against Clarkson.
Nugent, an eighth grader, has really made a bright, good account of himself.
Bright future here as Kozefka goes for the reverse layup down the baseline, and that's in for two. He has 22 points, 53-24, 38 seconds left in regulation. Caseville out with a huge 29-point lead. The three from Fritz, no good. Rebound still loose, and it's going to be Owen Gage ball with 28 seconds left.
Oops.
53-24.
I think one of the officials want to go the other way. But that's
right. So be it.
It's just two steps out of his way.
Inbound to Partika. He launches that. That one's two-day shipping for Amazon Prime. Back out to Carl Steff. This three's no good. Rebound, Barrios.
Oh, good.
And
traveled.
He traveled with it when he came down with it.
15.6 to go. 53-24 is our score.
A good win for the Caseville Eagles, their first since their first game of the season, which came on December 4th. Carl Steff for three, and he hits that one. He has 6 points, both of them threes. 8 seconds left. Jaden Nugent dribbling up, going against Andrew Partika. Looks to the clock. 1 second left. There's the foul buzzer. The runner's up. And the Caseville Eagles find their first victory in 2018 as they take out the Owen Gage Bulldogs. 53-26, your final score. Caseville now moves to 2-5 on the season. Owen Gage at 1-7. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have all your post-game wrap-up from Caseville, Michigan. The Eagles with 53 points to Owen Gage's 26. Second victory of the season for the Caseville Eagles. Right here on your hardwood home for the high school hoops, the WLW Sports Network.
If you are considering either newer additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or site design in a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormart grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. The auto show is back. That means the deals on brand new 2017 Buick still in stock at more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick just got better. With the addition of auto show bonus cash, you can now save a whopping $10,000 off MSRP on most new 2017 Buick models in stock. Save $10,000 and own a front-wheel drive Buick LaCrosse with 8-speed automatic transmission and 3.6-liter six-cylinder engine for just $26,990. Similar savings on most most other new 2000.